One down, one to go for the championship.
Canadal. K N A I D E L. Canadal.
Arvind Mahankali of New York finished third last year, emerges as the champion this year in the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Sports of another kind, the new local hero, Arvind Mahankali, won big last night. And in honor of the 13-year-old Queens boy who correctly spelled a German Yiddish word meaning dumpling, canadal, we are opening up the phones to anyone who would like to compete in our on-air spelling bee. We'll call it the first annual Brian Lehrer Show Canadal Invitational. If you think your skills rival those of young Arvind, give us a call now at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And seriously, for the last few minutes of the show today, let's have some fun with this, because the AP has done us the favor of identifying some of the weirder words that this year's contestants were challenged to spell. So if you want to take a crack at handling some of them, and maybe even trying to define them, which is as hard as spelling them in many of these cases, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, and get in line. 212-433-9692. If you want to participate in the first annual Brian Lehrer Show Canadal Invitational, we'll put you on the air and throw those words at you right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and hats off to the AP for compiling this unusual, difficult, or noteworthy words list from the 2013 Scripps National Spelling Bee. So, John in Wachung, you game?
I'm ready.
All right. And can you spell canadal?
K-N-A-D-E-L. Canadal.
Is wrong. Cindy in Montclair, we're going to give you a shot at the word that was the final word in the actual spelling bee, and if you can't get it right, we're going to retire it. Cindy, hi.
Oh, hi, how are you? And you know what? I was going to spell it the exact same way. I thought because my kids had been champions at Scripps in their school for 4 years going, I'd learned them all, but I guess this was not on my list.
All right. Sorry about that. Thank you very much. And so canadal turns out to be with an I in addition to what John said. It's K-N-A-I-D-E-L, a small mass of leavened dough cooked by boiling or steaming. My personal experience tells me that a matzo ball may be an example of a canadal, but some of you may correct me if that is an overreach. By the way, we have with us in our studio the Brian Lehrer Show Canadal Invitational Greek Chorus, who's going to, well, they'll react appropriately when people get things right or wrong. Amy in Manhattan. Hi, Amy. You want to try one?
Yeah, Brian, go ahead.
How about, and let's see if I can get these pronouncers right, cyanophycin.
Cyano, what was the last part?
Cyanophycin.
Fycin.
Cyanophycin.
I'm not sure it's I know cyano is C-Y-A-N-O.
That's correct.
Can you give me an example or a definition?
Well, the definition, which I was going to ask you, is a blue-green alga.
Hmm.
Give it your best shot. Yep. Got to move on.
Yeah. You know, some actually don't know how the end of that would be.
All right. Well, thanks for giving it a shot. Cyanophycin is C-Y-A-N-O-P-H-Y-C-E-A-N, a blue-green alga. All right. Bob and Elizabeth, you ready for one?
Yes.
I pronounced this one wrong, by the way, in promoting the segment. I won't give my incorrect pronouncer again. I'll just give you the right one. Olecranon.
Could you repeat that, please?
It's Olecranon.
Olecranon?
Olec. all. I can't give you a letter, but it's as in like or luck or lick. Olecranon.
Okay, I'm just going to give it a shot here. O-R-U-C-K-R-I-N-O-N.
All right, Bob, thanks for trying. You never did get that luck like, oh, Greek chorus, what are we going to do with these people? Olecranon, and here it is. It's with an L, of course. It's O-L-E-C-R-A-N-O-N, and it's the clinical term for the funny bone. And Emily Keaton, 14, of Pikeville, Kentucky, missed that word by adding an H after the C, C-H-R-A-N-O-N. And it was reported that she jumped back with surprise at the sound of the bell that ended her spelling career. Emily was a 5-time National Spelling Bee contestant and was confident that she had gotten Olecranon right when she got it wrong. Joanna in Trenton. Hi, Joanna.
Hi there.
All right. I'm going to give you an easier one. I'm going to give you a word that you've probably at least heard of that was actually in the spelling bee.
Okay.
Verisimilitude.
Say it one more time.
Verisimilitude.
Verisimilitude. V-E-R-I-S-I-M-I-L-I-T-U-D-E. Verisimilitude.
Absolutely right. Can you define it? Do you know the word?
truly the same? I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're on the right track. It's sort of the appearance or the semblance of truth.
Oh, okay.
It has verisimilitude. Doesn't mean it's actually true, but it's got the appearance or the semblance of truth. All right? So I'm going to go back to the hard list now. This was from our own compiled internally backup list. I'm going to go back to the AP's super crazy hard list. Can you believe 13-year-olds are doing this? Teneramente. Let me give you the exact right emphasis. Teneramente. Teneramente.
Teneramente.
And I'll give you a hint that it's a word that comes out of the world of music. Teneramente.
All right, wild guess here. K-E-N-A-R-I-M-E-N-T-A-E.
Yep. Nice try. Not that nice, according to the chorus. It's teneramente. Teneramente, M-E-N-T-E, and it's a musical direction meaning tenderly.
So of course.
Of course. It's so obvious. So, I don't know, probably any orchestral violinist knows the direction teneramente when they see it. All right, Joanna, that was good. You got one. Thank you very much. Ross in New Windsor, you ready?
This is not going to be good, but go ahead.
You want one from the list of words that you may actually have heard of or from the actual AP unusual, difficult, or noteworthy words list?
Yeah, let's try the former, and then maybe I'll advance to the latter.
Okay. So how about, let's see, ameliorate.
One more time?
Ameliorate.
Right. A-M-E-L-I-O-R-A-T-E. Oh, the Greek chorus.
Can you define it?
Is it to mollify somebody or to minimize something?
To minimize something that's bad, to make more bearable or more satisfactory, to ameliorate a situation or a problem. All right, so I bring you to,
Do I get 30,000?
No. You get 30,000 bragging rights for your beach party this weekend. All right.
Thank you.
How about melocotone? The word is...
And one more time?
The word is melocotone.
Melocotone.
Give it a shot.
Well, I'll try this. M-E-L-L-O-C-A-T-O-N-E.
Oh. Nope. Here's what it is, and I never heard of this. Like, I'm sitting here, giving the answers like I'm Mr. Know-It-All. I haven't heard any of these words on the hard list myself, except canadal, actually. But melocotone is M-E-L-O-C-O-T-O-N, And the AP says it is a peach grafted on a quince rootstock. What's a quince? But it's a peach grafted on a quince rootstock. I guess Grace Remmer, 14 of St. Augustine, Florida, who spells quickly when she knows a word, asked for the definition twice and etymology twice. She was off by two letters, and you were off by more. But thanks a lot for trying.
Thanks, Brian.
And Heidi in Far Rockaway. Hi, Heidi.
Hello. I'm on my cell phone, even though I'm pulled over. So I hope I can hear your pronunciation.
Okay. I'll give you one from the relatively easy list. How about recidivism?
Recidivism?
Correct.
Okay. I know I should know it, but unfortunately, these days I'm having hot flashes, so my brain doesn't work too well. Okay, so recidivism. R-E-C-I-T-I-V-I-S-M?
Unfortunately, I think you were off by one letter because it's recidivism with a D instead of a T.
Oh.
Other than that, you were right. Thanks for giving it a shot. The definition is a tendency to relapse into a previous condition or mode of behavior, often used with people who get out of prison and then go back, the recidivism rate. So, man, it's hard to spell. Can you believe our kids do this? Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
On you.